Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on today. God bless you. God bless you. Each and every one of you as you are coming in on tonight, we just want to say welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you. And we are just so grateful, so very grateful that you have decided to come and join us on tonight. Amen. We are excited. We're excited for all that the Lord is doing. Truly the Lord is doing great and mighty things in the midst of us. He's doing great things here on the Prayer News Network Global. And we are just so grateful. Amen. We're so grateful to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. He chose us. Amen. Glory be to God. He chose us. And it's the Lord's choosing. Amen. So we're just so very grateful. So very grateful for all that he's doing. Amen. So very grateful for the lives that, amen, are being touched. So grateful. Amen. Jesus. Glory to God for the lives that are being saved. Amen. Those that are being sanctified, cleansed, and purified. Amen. Glory to God. Set aside. Amen. For the indwelling and the pouring out of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're so grateful on tonight. We're so grateful. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and we're so glad about it. Amen. How many glad about it on tonight? Amen. How many really, really, really glad about what God is doing on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, amen, just take a moment and go down your phone. We want you to go down your phone and come on in. Come on in. Invite someone else to come on in. Amen. Invite them to come on in. Invite them to come on in to be in. Mm-hmm. Come on in. Come on in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. We realize there's so much more that you could be doing, but you have elected to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. And we, people of God, are grateful for that. Amen. Yes, we are. Amen. Again, go ahead and invite someone to come in. Go down your phone list. Amen, Jesus. Go down your phone list and invite a couple of people to come on in and be with us on tonight. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Hey, let them know that the Lord has a blessing for them on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So go ahead and take a moment again and, amen, invite a couple of people in. Invite someone in that you're not invited in. Amen. Now, that might take a little moment to do, to think about who you've not invited. But if you would, take a moment and invite someone new to the show that you've not invited before. Amen. Just a moment. Just a moment. Just a moment. Just a moment. Come on in. 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 Amen. Even on your social media pages, if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in and be with you on tonight. Amen. 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 And don't forget to share. Amen. Don't forget to share on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We are, of course, amen, excited for what the Lord is doing. People of God, truly the Lord is doing great things here. On the PNN, glory to God, we just don't even have time to tell it all. Amen. We don't have time to tell it all, but we thank you. We thank each and every one of you for coming out to be with us. Amen. And those of you that have been walking this journey with us, we thank God for you. Those that are listening internationally via radio, we just want to say thank you so much. Thank you for your continual support. Thank you for your continued prayer. Prayers. Thank you for your continued participation to be here with us on the PNN. Amen. We realize The reach is great, amen, via radio. We realize the reach is great, amen, via our Facebook page. Glory to God. We realize the reach is great, amen, reach is great via our podcast, amen. So we're grateful to the Lord for you, amen, each and every one of you. We're so very grateful, amen, for you and for you, amen, word of mouth, amen, is still. I believe I read somewhere that word of mouth was still one of the most powerful means whereby getting the word out, advertising, and are marketing any product, amen. Glory to God. So don't stop talking. Don't stop telling people about, amen, what God is doing here. Don't stop telling them about, glory be to God, the word that has been going forth. Don't stop telling them, people of God. Continue to tell them, amen. Continue to be a witness for what the Lord is saying, for what the Lord is doing, amen. Glory to God again. Go ahead and send out those text messages. Glory to God, and let someone know, amen, that we are here and that we are broadcasting live, amen. God bless you, each and every one of you that are coming in. God bless you, God bless you, amen, Jesus. God bless you on tonight. Again, for all of our listeners, by whatever way you're listening in on tonight, amen, we just thank God for you, amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you. Thank you for coming in. For whatever country you're listening from, we just want to say thank you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, amen, we're excited as always for what the Lord is doing. Amen. We're excited for what he's done in the midst of us. We're excited for what he's yet to do. There's yet, people of God, manifestation that's about to become forth in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. There is gross darkness in the earth, but people of God, how many know light shines brightest, amen, in the darkness? So we thank God for light. Amen. We thank God for we are the light. Amen. Jesus Christ shines through us unto the world. Amen. He is the light of the world. Glory to God. So we thank God for him. We thank God. We want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line. As always, glory to God, you can get a copy of the broadcast. It is absolutely free. Amen. We'll give you two numbers at the end of the broadcast whereby you can simply text us and we'll get it, a copy to you. As well, don't forget, you can just Google us, Prayer News Network. Going on as well, you can see any of our previous broadcasts. You can play any of our previous broadcasts as well as the podcast, amen? Or, people of God, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page and you can get a copy there. You can download a copy and or you can just send it via Messenger or tag someone, amen? Either way, amen, we just want to get the word out so that the people can be blessed. We know that it's the will of the Lord that all, amen, glory be to God, that all would be saved. That's his desire, amen. His desire has not changed, amen, glory to God. And wherever we are, glory to God, we're just being a witness of that change. Because why? Because the change has, amen, come unto us, glory to God. And we can be a witness now. No matter what part of the earth we're in, the earth, the country, the city, the state, the township, whatever, wherever we are, we can be a witness, amen, to the saving grace of God. And he's no respecter of person. If he did it for one, he'll do it for all, amen. Glory to God. He still wants his people to be saved. That's his love. That's his great love, amen. That's his great love towards each and every one of us, amen. So God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you. We thanking God for all of our leaders. Amen. Thanking the Lord for all of our leaders. Amen. Our celestial intercessor and the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. And thanking the Lord for as well our presiding apostle, amen, Jesus, prophet and apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thank the Lord for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. And thank the Lord for the women of God that stand by their side. Amen. in support of ministry. We want to thank the Lord for all of our advisors here on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God from ministries, amen, all over the world. Amen. All over. Amen. And but we thank God for them for lending their hand to help this work to continue to go forward. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord touched them. The Lord placed them. The Lord called them. Amen. They were working, amen, and helping in ministry. Glory to God before they even realized, amen, the choosing of the Lord. Amen. So we bless the Lord for them, their space, their place, amen, where the Lord has called them to. Amen. We thank God for them. Amen. And they are doing a beautiful job. Thank you, the Lord, for our co-host. Amen. Glory to God, Minister Emmanuel Holmes, and glory to God, Evangelist Diane Bond. Amen, Jesus. Two powerful, amen, vessels for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Both walking heavily in that evangelistic call. Amen. Out spreading the word. Amen. Snatching the souls. Glory to God, out of the fire. Amen. So we thank God for them. Glory be to God being here. Amen. To help us. Amen. To as well. Amen. Move this outreach forward. Amen. We want you to continue, people of God, continue to pray. Continue to pray for the Prayer News Network. Amen. For what God is doing in the earth. Amen. Pray that the will of the Lord be done here on the Prayer News Network. We're coming here. God is blessing. Amen. And he's not through. He does yet have a plan and a purpose for the Prayer News Network. So we want you to continue to pray. Amen. That the will of the Lord is done. Amen. On this line, in this people. Amen, Jesus. And that we will continue to move forward. Glory to God in his divine direction. Amen. That's so important. Glory to God. So while you're in prayer, we believe you've been praying. Amen, Jesus. Just call us out. Amen. Call us out before the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Because we can't get stagnant. Glory to God. Because, people of God, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. And we're here trying to do it. Amen. Trying to do it for the kingdom. So please, ma'am, please, sir, keep us lifted in prayer. Keep the PNN lifted in prayer. Glory to God. Keep the advisors lifted in prayer, people of God. And we just want to let you know as well, amen, Jesus, if you desire, listen, if you desire, we're making this announcement now. We're going to also be making it at the end, amen, when there are more, amen, listeners here on the broadcast. But listen, we just want to let you know, amen, Jesus, that if you desire for any of the advisors or the speakers that you've heard, anybody that the Lord impresses upon your mind here that's a part of the Prayer News Network, please let us know. Amen, Jesus. Please let us know. Glory be to God, because we are vessels as unto the Lord. Amen. And if he calls us, people of God, we've got to go. Amen. So if you have anything, or programs, or workshops, or conferences, or whatever that you would like for any of the advisors, amen, to come and be a part of, please, ma'am, please, sir, simply ask us, glory to God, and certainly if we're available, or however we can work it out, amen, for the Lord's service, that we shall do, amen. But we are available. We just want to let you know that we are available to you, amen. You've been here with us all this time. Glory be to God and people of God. We listen, we've been running for a long time. We're not tired yet. Amen. But we are here for you. Amen. So if you need us, please, ma'am, please, sir, call us. And we'll certainly try our best to be there. Amen. In the service of the Lord for you. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, people of God, we want to bless the line. Amen. Glory to God, getting ready for our word for the night. Glory to God, tonight as well, we're going to be rebroadcasting, amen. Glory be to God, going back in our archives. Glory be to God to see what the Lord will say to us, amen. Glory to God. So, but as always, we want to sanctify the line, amen, Jesus, sanctify the line, sanctify the line. We Glory to God. We want to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord unto us. Amen. We want to be able to hear without distraction. Glory to God. We want to be able, glory to God, to get direction. Whatever we need from the Lord, glory to God, we want to get it. We want to get it. Amen. We want to be sanctified. We don't want anything within us, amen, that's not like him. Glory to God. Nothing within us, glory to God, to keep us from hearing what thus saith the Lord, or keep us from coming out of a dark place, amen, unto the marvelous light of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, people of God, we would that you prepare your hearts and your minds as you still coming in. Glory to God. Don't forget to text somebody to let them know that we're here. Let them know that we would love for them to come and be, amen, a part of this worship experience. People of God, we pray that you come with expectancy. Amen. Don't just come to be coming, but come expecting to hear from the Lord. Coming expecting to receive a touch from the Lord. Come expecting change. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We look within ourselves, glory to God, and we see those areas, glory to God, that even we are not proud of. We are not pleased, amen, of, glory to God. What more do you think when we look into the perfect law of liberty, into the word of God, glory to God, and we begin to see, amen, those broken places and see those things that are wrong, glory to God. We within ourselves, glory to God, we can heal them, glory to God, but we know the healer. Glory be to God. And we come in tonight, amen, and every night yielding unto him, amen, that the Lord will have his way. Amen. Glory be to God. So on tonight, people, God, bring your hearts and your minds in.
Glory the recording to- has started.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and let's bless the Lord on tonight. Come on and let's bless him. Let's bless him on tonight. Bless the Lord for his goodness. Bless the Lord for his grace. Bless him. Glory be to God for his loving kindness and all of his tender mercies on tonight. Glory to God. Bless him, people of God, because he alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. Glory to God. And we come to bless his name on tonight. We come, glory be to God, hallelujah, because there is none other, glory to God, for he is the true living God. And Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you. We glorify you on this night. We're thanking you, oh God, for this Thursday, this thankful Thursday. We're coming on tonight. We're coming to give you thanks on tonight. We're coming to thank you, Lord, glory to God. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you, glory be to God, for keeping us high. Yes, Lord. Thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, that you haul your bosha. We thank you on tonight for keeping our minds, glory to God, for keeping our minds, oh God, stayed on you. We're thanking you for your peace on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you for your loving arms. We're thanking you on tonight, glory be to God. Thank you on tonight. Thank you for your spirit of comfort on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you, glory to God. We love you on tonight. Glory, hallelujah, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we say on tonight, have your way. Have your divine way. Have your perfect way in our lives. Glory to God. Have your way on tonight. Glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, have your way. Mahaye God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we invite you in. We invite you in. Glory to God. We invite you in. Glory to God. Right where we are. We invite you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and we say, have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your way in us on tonight. Have your way with us tonight. Have your way through us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, and tonight, glory to God, anything within us, anything, oh, glory to God, anything, oh, God, any unforgiveness, Father, we ask you to forgive us on tonight any wayward way, any way, oh God, that's contrary to your will. We're asking that you forgive us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you this night, Father, to create in us a clean heart. Renew within us, oh God, a right spirit. Renew within us, oh God. Hallelujah. Renew within us on tonight, glory to God, the spirit of truth. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, you desire truth on the inward side. And we're coming on tonight, glory be to God, asking you to make us over again. Make us over again, oh God. Touch us, glory to God, where we've not been touched. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, even in the recesses of our minds, oh God, those things, our thoughts, glory be to God, that keep us and hinder us, oh God, from drawing nigh unto thee. But Father, tonight we're coming, we're yielding unto you. We're yielding unto your will, yielding in the name of Jesus. Father, we shall have your way. Do what you will. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to breathe upon us again. Breathe upon each and every one of us, Father. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, let this mind be within us. Oh, God, that was within you in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, transform our minds on tonight. Transform our hearts on tonight. Quicken our very spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. We come for another touch. We're coming for answers on tonight. Father, you see the many answers. You see, oh God, the many concerns of your people. And Father, we know that what concerns us concerns you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you tonight to look upon your people. Look upon the airwaves. Look, glory to God, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Look upon your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to strengthen, oh God, strengthen your people on today. Those, glory to God, hallelujah, been heavy in battle, Father, but we're asking that you would strengthen on tonight. Strengthen on tonight, oh God, when the enemy comes to wear out the patience of your people. But Father, we say strength tonight in the name of Jesus. Strength to endure. Strength to hold on. Strength, glory to God, to continue to trust you. Strength tonight, glory be to God, to not be weary in well-doing. Strength on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen on the inner man. Oh, glory be to God. Strengthen us only you can, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we're asking you to do it on tonight. Strength to continue to believe. Strength, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hey God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to touch your people. Touch the grieving hearts on tonight. Touch the many grieving hearts, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to let the spirit of comfort, glory to God, let the spirit of comfort on tonight embrace your people. Embrace, oh God, and strengthen on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it right now in the name of Jesus. Do it now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the grieving hearts on tonight, oh God, we're asking that you would touch. We're asking that you would touch tonight. Touch tonight, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, cause there to be lifting. Cause there to be lifting for the hearts of your people in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, tonight we're asking that you would heal. Heal, 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 heal by your spirit. Heal, oh, glory to God, by your precious anointing. Heal on tonight, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Heal as only you can. Hey, glory to God, Father. We're asking that you do it on tonight. Father, we know that your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth. Oh, God, beholding the good and the evil of men. And, Father, we're asking you on tonight to look upon us, glory to God, for you see, oh, God, what we need. You know, oh, God, what we have need of before we even ask. And, Father, we thank you tonight for the answer. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for your great salvation. Your great salvation. Your salvation is great toward your people. And, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for answers on tonight. Thank you for answers. Thank you for opening the ears, opening the heart of your people to hear your voice on tonight. Thank you for strength, glory to God, to make change. Thank you for strength, Glory, I saw. Thank you for strength on tonight, oh God. Oh God, strength to change, strength to change. Oh God, that your righteousness might be revealed in each and every one of us. Father, we thank you tonight. Mm. We thank you tonight. God, we thank you tonight. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we say, let your will be done. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Glory be to God. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We thank you for the answer. We thank you tonight for your speaker, God. Thank you for your speaker tonight. We're asking that you will bless her now. Bless her. Bless her, glory to God. Bless her now. Bless the word, oh God, the forespoken word. We bless you on tonight. Thank you for what you're about to say, for the word to be delivered unto your people. We thank you tonight. We receive it with open heart. Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for our leaders. Glory to God, all over the earth, all over the world. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We honor. We glorify you. Glory be to your name. Oh, yes, God. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. Glory to God. For thine truly is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We ask you to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, people of God. Amen. 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 Amen on tonight. Glory to God. We pray. Glory be to God that you have come, people of God, that you're intentional. Amen. Jesus, you are come. You are intentional on tonight to hear, amen, what the word of the Lord is for you. Amen. People of God, listen, the Lord is making us ready. Amen. The Lord is making us ready. Every time we hear this word, every time we hear this word, glory be to God, this word falling upon good ground, glory to God, hallelujah. When it falls upon good ground, glory to God, when you have no malice, you have no anger, you have no bitterness within you, glory to God, but this word falls upon good ground, good soil, amen. You, glory be to God, seeds, amen, will be planted. Glory, they come up, amen. They will come up and they will produce. Amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. We thank him yet again. Glory to God. Amen. We pray, amen, that you're ready on tonight. Pray that your hearts are ready on tonight. Glory to God to hear what the Lord has to say. And tonight, people of God, amen, we will be, amen, rebroadcasting on tonight again. Glory be to God. So much spoken word. So much has been spoken. Glory be to God, and the Lord has enabled us to capture this word. Amen. He's allowed us to capture this word. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, before the word, glory be to God, we're going to ask, glory be to God, the woman of God. Amen. Jesus, Sister Robin. Glory be to God, Sister Robin. Glory to God. Jackson, if she will come on tonight, amen, and bless us in song. Amen, in Jesus' name. Robin, God bless you.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he hath made me glad. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day. day that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day. This is the day. Glory be to God. This is the day. Glory be to God. And we rejoice. And yes, we are glad in this day. Amen. We're glad in this day. Amen. Glory be to God. For we know that the Lord gives us precious promises every day. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Each day sufficient of itself. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for this day, glory be to God, that we can offer unto him, amen, thanksgiving, glory be to God, and praise, amen, for it is the day that he's made, amen. And we're excited on tonight, people of God. We're very excited on tonight again. We're rebroadcasting on tonight, glory be to God, and this woman of God, amen, she's with us, amen, a couple of times. Glory be to God. We thank God for all of our speakers. Glory to God that come. Glory to God. They're with us. They're blessing us. They're, amen, giving us the word of God, amen, that the Lord has spoken unto them. Amen. And I tell you, they have not held back. Amen. Glory to God. They've not held back. Amen. And we are so grateful for that. Amen. For them availing themselves. Glory be to God, even during the time of the pandemic. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we're going down to Fort St. Joe, Florida. Glory be to God. Amen. Going down to, amen, Jesus. There's a woman of God down there. Amen. A preaching woman of God. Amen. Who loves the Lord, who loves the people of God. Amen, Jesus. Comes so much out of that vein of prayer. Amen, Jesus. She is a prayer warrior, sure enough. Amen. She loves prayer, and I'm telling you, directs people, amen, to prayer. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we're so grateful, amen, to, amen, have, amen, the woman of God, amen, with us to have brought forth the word. Glory be to God. We were able to go down and be with them on Sunday. Glory to God. Had an awesome time in the service of the Lord. And tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the woman of God. Amen. As we stated, she's no stranger. Glory be to God. But she's been with us several times, and we hope to get her back soon. Amen. Glory be to God. But we want you tonight to receive with open arms and open hearts. Glory be to God. Pastor Wilhelmina Williams.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brand new network. Amen. Once again, we give God praise for his people. Thank God for everyone that, amen, is tuning in and understand that it's crucial in our world that, amen, we come together, amen, to give God glory and praise and honor. Amen. And this is one way, amen, that the enemy, amen, just don't like. When the saints of God can communicate, amen, through the airways, amen, on phone, by radio, it doesn't matter. It's a blessing when we can come together. I praise God, amen, for in the midst of the Prayer News Network because, amen, this is, amen, so important that the word of the Lord, amen, be proclaimed and the people of God stay in tune in prayer. And I just thank God, amen, for another opportunity just to, amen, share and say something for the Lord because my heart is glad, amen, to give glory to him at any time, amen. So God is our great king and the God that has to be worshiped and praised, amen. And I do thank God, amen, for the people of God. There's got to be a people in this hour that's got to present themselves. And I want to take you to the book of Isaiah 41. Just want to read some verses from this scripture, amen, from this passage because, amen, I believe with all my heart God will help people if his people, amen, stay in covenant relationship with him. There are too many, amen, going aside from him. But God is calling the church to come forth. Amen. Draw nigh to God so God can draw nigh to us. Amen. It is true, amen, that the enemy wants to take the people of God out. But greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. I have a testimony that God is a keeper if you want to be kept. Amen. I'm not kept against my will. I have a testimony that he's real in my soul. When he forgave me for my sins, I thought, amen, that, amen, my stuff was too heavy for God. But after getting saved and sanctified and having a relationship with him, I realized, amen, the closer I get to him, more he opposes to me. And so in the book of Isaiah, if you will, the 41st chapter, and going to read a few verses of scripture. I appreciate God, amen, for God, amen, woman servant, amen, praise God, amen. I thank God for this woman of God who, amen, is taking the time out to, amen, pull the saints together, amen. I say this woman is so great. I always say, Sister Nance, she just do something. Amen. To me, just to hear a voice is always that, amen, that ready. I appreciate God for women and men of God who are always on the front lines saying, I'm ready, God, whatever you want to do. So God bless you. Amen. Want to read
God bless you,
if I will. Amen. So it says in this Isaiah, being the eager-eyed prophet that he was, he realized all the time that God was trying to get a message to Israel. Oftentimes, as a people, they ignore God. And if they didn't ignore him, amen, praise God, many of them, amen, praise God, stop following the instruction. Because when you don't follow God's instruction, that means you ignoring God. So in this word of the Lord, amen, in Isaiah 41, it says, the very first verse, that keep silent before me, O thousands. And let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Let them speak. And let us come near. Let them, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him root of his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed them safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who have wrought and done it, calling the generation from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The owl saw it and feared, and the end of the earth was afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. I want to, amen, skip to the 17th verse says, when the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue filleth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and dry land springs of water. Amen. And I want to say this to every believer knows we have to stay in covenant relationship. And that means, amen, we got to always present ourselves before God. When this scripture said, keep silent before me, O island, it said, let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. This is a call for the people of God, amen, to say, Lord, we need strength. One of the things of coming together, even on this air, amen, we've got to say, God, renew our strength. We're in a crucial time in our world, but more importantly, we cannot lose our covenant relationship. We got to draw near to God. We got to say, renew our strength, God. And as we come near together, amen, let us understand that it's by his power. I'm trying to find out, is anybody understanding who the Holy Ghost is? And do they have the Holy Ghost? He, the Spirit of truth. Because when he comes, he's going to reprove the world, amen, of judgment and of sin and of righteousness. So when we come together, let's come together and understand that the judgment of God is not always destruction for the people of God, but is an awakening for us, the people of God. For the wicked, it's judgment. For us, God is judging us so that we will be alert, that we will always remember our covenant relationship is better than anything. Don't you go to church and don't you be a part of a church and you are not in covenant relationship with God, because that's where our strength comes from. Renew thy strength. Let the people come and renew their strength. Why? Because in this hour, we're going to need the strength of God. We can't go on our head knowledge. We can't go on intellect. We can't go on education, amen, alone. That helps you to understand. but yet and still you got to have the Spirit of God. You got to be in covenant relationship with him so that we continue to pour our hearts out to him. We need God now more than ever, because guess what? These are the last days, and there is a perilous time. They're here. You know, men have become lovers of themselves. They headed, they high-minded, they boastful, they pride, they disobedient parents, they truth breakers, they false accusers. These are the things that we're seeing now. And I'm afraid that preachers scared to tell folks this ain't right. But let me tell you something. We in the hour that we got to draw near to God. And let us come near together, amen, to judgment. Let us come and say, God, judge our heart. Search me, try me. If there's anything in me that's not like you, take it out. I don't think people in this hour, many believers, don't like, amen, to have the spotlight shine on them to say, this is what's wrong with me. We need to start admitting what is wrong so that when the Lord comes back for us, we'll be ready. There's no sin entering in. I'm afraid that preachers scared to talk about sin. We done made this thing like ice cream and cake, and we forgot that to warn people that God is holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He said, amen, follow peace with all men. Holiness without no man shall see God. I'm afraid that too many of us have been silent when it comes to the righteousness of God, when it comes to the judgment of God. So the Bible tells us that the judgment must first begin at the house of God, where he's going to deal with us. But he's telling us, amen, let's renew our strength. Now that we in this crucial world, in this crucial time in our world, let us come near and renew our strength. Let's examine to see all of these things that's happening. God, do I have anything to do with this? God, this thing that is happening in our world, Lord, have we stepped out of the way? Because see, what happened is we stepped out of the way of God. And so many times we know as believers that God will send another nation to chastise them, send another nation to get them back in line, send another nation to take them in bondage, in captivity, just to get them awakened, to get back to God, to get their strength back, to renew their life with God. Could it be in America? Hallelujah. Could it be in this hour? Could it be at this time in our church world? Are we at the crossroad of God saying, I want you to get it right because you walked away from me? Could it be that we ever call some of these things that church people, nobody don't want to talk about it, but since I'm here tonight and y'all giving me this grace, I'm going to say it. Could it be that, amen, we're the cause of some of this stuff that has crept in the church because preachers won't cry aloud or spare not? Could it be that we're the people who have, amen, paid a debt yet to righteous, amen, instruction from God and said, do what you want to do. It's your thing. Are we guilty of anything? So here we are in a world where it's chaos and it's, amen, praise God, perilous time. Could we be a part of the problem? If it's a possibility, what we can do as believers, say, Lord, renew our strength. Amen. Let the owls keep silent. Don't listen to the noise. Let's get in the face of God. See, because God will raise up people, amen, to serve him. But if that people stray away from God, God will raise up somebody to get that people back in line, chastise that people, reprove that people, or correct that people. The love of God. See, the Bible says the son he loves, he chastens. And when he chastens the son, can I tell you, he scourges that son. It ain't because he don't love him. He just got to clean him up. And I do believe with all my heart, if the righteous people allow God to do what he want to do, even if the sword comes to the land, but if the preacher, the man of God, the woman of God, the intercessors, the prayer warriors will get on their watch, I believe God, amen, will spare, amen, praise God, the sword. I believe God, amen, praise God, will, amen, praise God, even, amen, cause, and I do believe, listen, God will let us pass by safely. So you got to understand, amen, when God is in pursuit of a people and God want a people to serve him, he will give us chance to come to him. But at some point, if we don't, God will move in a way just to get our feet back in the right path. I do believe with all my heart. I told the saints, because now folks are saying, what is God saying in this pandemic? What is God saying? All these things are happening. He said, return to me with your whole heart. Somebody said, well, I don't understand what is happening. I understand that these are the signs of the last day, and the church position is prayer. The church position is, Lord, renew our strength again. And this is what, because you know why? We ask that of God because he's the one that can help us. He's the one that's going to bring deliverance. He said, who have wrought and done it according to the generation from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I'm he. He said, now who you think have sent judgment on the earth? Who you think, amen, has caused, amen, one to rise up, amen, and take rule, amen, verse out, and then, amen, execute judgment? He said, I allow that. Come on. Somebody don't understand. Amen. They want to put all the work on the devil, but God is in control of all things. He got the power. He got the, amen, the strength, amen, to win any battle. And we understand in this book of Isaiah, Isaiah was speaking of Cyrus the king, amen, of Persia, when, amen, Israel were under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar, and God let them catch him, and Nebuchadnezzar got all up and high lifted up, and God had to bring him down. But before that, he had them under captivity. But God raised up Cyrus, the king of Persia, who wasn't a Jew by, amen, birth. But God said, I'm going to use this hand to deliver my people. And so now I believe if the saints, that the people of God renew the strength, if we come forward, God's going to bring some deliverance. I come to tell you tonight, deliverance is coming for the church. Nobody don't need to be discouraged about God. What you need to be encouraged about God, because God is our helper. And the isle saw it and feared, and the end of the earth was afraid and drew near and came. Listen, it don't care how devastating it gets. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. If we come to God and draw near to him, he'll help us. Not only would he help us, he would deliver us. Not only would he deliver us, even if he has set us in a peaceful time in our life. I believe with all my heart, the church of Jesus Christ, the born-again believers, the blood-washed, the sanctified, amen, hallelujah, the renewed spirit of God that's in his people is going to cause, amen, this generation to rise up in righteousness. This is what God, I feel like God is allowing so much to happen to shake, amen, our world. I believe God is allowing so much to happen to get the church, amen. We many have lost their position. Many have lost their way. I know it don't sound like a good message. It may even sound gloomy to somebody, but this is the message from God, that the church got to, amen, draw near. That's what the people are saying. Let the people renew their strength. Where are those who want to renew their strength? I've been saying 43 years, but guess what? I need some renewed strength. Come on. I love God with all my heart, but I need some renewed strength. I understand, amen, praise God, that we as the people of God got to go through many trials and tribulations. And sometimes when people start going through tribulation, they lose courage. They forget that God can. They sometimes get, amen, sidetracked. Sometimes they get unfocused. And they forget all these trouble is to draw you closer to God. There's nothing that come on the face of the earth, a thing that happened that God want us to fall away from here. And I understand in this hour that we're not able to gather as we have in time past for the most part. But let me tell you something. This is not, amen, the avenue or the time for you to backslide from God and act like the pandemic or, amen, kill God. Because guess what? God is the spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So we just say, if you ain't in the house of God, you be somewhere seeking God. Because this is what God calling for. And this is a wake-up call. Let us, amen, renew our strength. No matter what, amen. Because when God, amen, begin to let things happen, amen, it's God that's calling the generations, amen, to, amen, to return to him. He's calling us. It's so wonderful. Because what I love about the Prayer News Network is that, amen, praise God, there's a continuation. This thing ain't stopped. Somebody understand God is calling us, amen, so that we will pray and that he will help us. He said they helped everyone, his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. That's the message. Tell the people to be of good courage. We in a pandemic, but our God ain't in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Listen, we in troubled times, but our God know how to work our troubles. Said many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of all. I want to tell the church that God deliver us out of all of them. I don't care what you're facing, what you're seeing, amen, what's going to come, amen, there's some other things coming. Y'all think, amen, amen, praise God, the COVID is the thing. No, amen, some other things coming on the first day of the Bible say men's heart will fail them for the things they see and coming on the earth. But it's, amen, a sure sign for the believer to ask God for help. It's a sure sign for the believer. Let's come together, amen, praise God, and say, Lord, strengthen us. Lord, give us strength. Renew our strength. Mm-hmm. Why? Because God is the God say, I'm there. I won't leave you, nor will I forsake you. The 10th verse says, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He's saying, don't you worry about what's happening. Don't you worry about what's taking place. I'm the God that, amen, you don't have to feel what's happening. Don't you be dismayed. Don't you be discouraged. It's because I will strengthen thee. I want that kind of God on my side that will strengthen me. I'm telling God, strengthen me. Don't let me lose my spiritual eye to see what time it is. God, don't let me sleep in dangerous times. Amen. I appreciate God for real men and women of God who are, amen, sounding an alarm. Amen. There's got to be somebody that said, God, bring us to that place where you have us to be. It's got to be somebody that's keeping, amen, the prayer wheels going. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that these, our people, that prayer is going to be key. If we got to do it on the phone, wherever we got to do it, let's keep it up. Because God wants us to understand that he will strengthen us. He will help us. He will deliver us. He'll be there. He's a God. He said, don't fear. You just hold fast. If you, amen, praise God, love me, I will hold your right hand and I will help you. This is good news that God will help his people. He said, now listen, you ain't got to be ashamed or confounded, because them that bother you, I'll make them ashamed and confounded. Them that, amen, is trying to overtake you, all I need you to do is seek me. I need you to hold fast. I need you to understand I'm your help. And this is what God was saying to Israel as a people. Amen. Last day church, he's saying it to us. He didn't change the message. When Jesus came, he came, amen, with love. When Jesus came, amen, praise God, he came with righteousness. And that's what God is calling the church into righteousness. God calling us to holiness. God is telling us, I'm going to help you. Yes, this is a crucial time, but I'm going to help you. Yeah, you're going to have to come, amen, and present yourself. You got to get the noise out. There's so many things, so many voices out here people are listening to, but people of God, we got to. We got to, as people of God, we got to continue to seek the face of God. People of God, we got to continue to, amen, praise God, reach out to God, reach out for the Lord. I do know this with all my heart. Amen. As the word of the Lord said, he said, listen, don't fear. I'm with thee. Be not dismayed. I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, let's explore God's righteousness, because it ain't this stuff that you're seeing now. The righteousness of God, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God, is the very essence of who God is. Amen, he can't sin. He cannot lie. He's a righteous God. Come on. Amen, praise God. His judgment is truth. The Bible says, amen, his judgment is truth. He's a God of righteousness. So he can't do no evil. He can't do no wrong. Somebody say, oh, he's the creator of evil and good. Can I tell you, amen, he's the creator of all things. But how many know, amen, it's the choices that people make. Amen, praise God. That's why he said, I set before you good and evil. You choose. Come on. That's what your soul Israel said. Now, amen, praise God. Now, today, choose who you're going to serve. You're going to serve God, serve God. Elijah told him, said, how long you going to be halt between two opinions? If you're going to serve God, serve God. If you're going to serve Baal, then you go ahead and serve Baal. There's a choice to make, because this God is a righteous God. This God is a holy God. And the people of God got to understand that he's calling for us, amen, praise God, to get the noise out of our ears. Amen, praise God, and come near to him and say, God, we need your help. Renew our strength. And he's telling us, don't fear, I'm going to help you. Don't fear. Keep seeking my face. Keep praying. He said, well, when this thing going to change? God knows when it's going to change, but you're going to have to keep praying because he's strengthening us. Amen, praise God. We don't know what we got to face in next year or the next few months that we're looking at. All we can do is pray, amen, and trust the God who, amen, is a righteous God. And he, amen, will rescue his righteous people. As the scripture said, the 17th verse, it said, the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. The God of Israel will not forsake them. Here's what God said. Now, to every believer today, poor and needy, spiritually or even physically, if we're poor and needy and we need water, we don't have to worry if it looks like we about to faint. Amen. Praise God from being dry. Come on. You need to ask God to water my dry places. Amen. That's a prayer to pray if you're feeling thirsty. Lord, amen, water my dry places. There's a lot of people that dry spell now. Amen. But this is not the time to back up from God because we're in a pandemic. This is not the time to say God ain't able because he healed the sick and he raised the dead. I need the church to understand that God is calling us, amen, in prayer to seek his face so that we can say, Lord, help us. God, water us. God, fix us. And then the Bible says, he said, I'm going to hear you. I hear them. I won't forsake them. God don't forsake his people. I tell people all the time, God don't walk away from us. We walk away from him. Most of the time, amen, when people start backsliding, they less church, less prayer, less word. It ain't God. God didn't move, you move. Amen. Praise God. And when God, amen, said marriage, you listen. Amen. A married man, amen, and a married woman, amen, they concern should be committed to each other. They should be committed to the union. They should be committed to the vows that they made. We, the people of God, his chosen people, should be committed to him, committed to what we say. Lord, I'm going with you all the way until somebody step on my toes, until somebody hurt my feelings, until my children make me cry. Listen, all of these things is life. I was telling somebody this morning, amen, as I was taking my walk, amen, I in the neighborhood, and I was on the phone. I was listening to music at first, but then I got a call. And so I tried to talk, and they just began to run, just talk. I said, one of the things is, in life, sometimes we carry stuff too long. You understand? It's like we love, you know, some people love drama. Amen. That's why they like TV the way they like, because they love drama. That's fake stuff. Listen, let me tell you something. I said at some point in life, when you get a certain age, when you in your adolescence, amen, you still trying to find yourself. You get out of the teens and get in the 20s. Then you think you got all the sense of, now you got a little bit of age, you ain't got a little bit of responsibility, you might be doing okay. And when people, amen, get in their 30s, my God, they think they're swinging off the chandelier. But let me tell you something. By the time I told that person, I said, by the time you get 40, you ought to have some good sense how to start making decisions that's going to help your situation. And then when you in a real fiery trial, if you in some kind of circumstance that you have no control of, at some point you need to say, listen, I'm going to leave that over there. Amen. Praise God. I'll visit that later because I can't do no with it. Some stuff you ain't going to change. Just change your attitude. While you praying for everybody to change, sometimes God don't change the people. He just change your perception, how you take it. And now, honey, I'm through. I'm over there. I'm moving forward. And listen, I told the saints, and it might sound crazy to some people, but I said, listen, when you start staying over the trials, same old trials, 3 and 6 months, come on, you better go visit that thing again, see if you got the problem. Because guess what? At some point, even if the person don't change, the situation don't change, your attitude should change. After 3 or 6 months, you ought to be all right, honey, I'm shouting now. I ain't messing with that. I'm going to leave that alone. Some stuff you leave alone and go ahead and give God praise. Why? Because, amen, we are people who trust God. If you trust God, you ain't got to fix everything. He know how to fix it. And so he said, if you're thirsty, I'm going to give you some more. And the good thing about God giving us water in a thirsty time, amen, praise God, that will suffice. Anything that God do is satisfying to me. If God would just touch me, it's satisfying. He ain't got to give me a lot of anything. Just touch me, God. Just lay your hands on me. That's great. He said, I will open the rivers in high places and the fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. He's telling us as dry as anybody could be, as, amen, praise God, as disconnected as anybody can be, if they ask me for help, if they come before me, if they gather before me, if they understand who I am, I will open the rivers in the high places. Man, I will put the fountain in the midst of the valley. Listen, everybody got to have a valley experience before you have your mountaintop experience. Your valley, amen, determines, amen, praise God, how you going, amen, abide on that mountain. Because, see, a lot of people say, move this mountain. Don't move, just give me the strength to climb. No, you ain't got to climb every mountain. Some of you want to keep it moving because God is able. He's telling us even in dry land, he offering springs of water. This telling me that God is for the church. The church got to get, amen, closer to God. Let us renew our strength. In other words, let us seek God and ask for his help. Because guess what? Who have wrought all these many blessings, all these great war, amen, praise God, being won? God said, I'm the Lord. I'm he. I'm the one that did it. God said, I delivered you, Israel. When Nebuchadnezzar had y'all, amen, bound and in captivity, I raised up Cyrus to deliver y'all. And Cyrus let them go back to their homeland. And guess what? When they got over there, they got complacent. Sometimes the church get complacent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church get complacent. But I hear God said, I'm going to raise up this people. I'm going to bless my people. If they are dry, I'm going to send them water. If they thirsty, amen, praise God, I will rain on them. So God's telling us, I'm ready to do what you need to be done in your life. I just need you to seek my face And trust me, don't fear. I will help you. Don't be dismayed. I will strengthen you. Church, it's time to be strengthened. I feel like, amen, some of these things. Look at all the churches that had to close because of this pandemic. Do you not know how many other people don't even want to go back to church? Some of them got so complacent they don't want church. And guess what? And guess what? They stopped doing what they need to do. Amen. Praise God, the where they serve in God. Now they done got, amen, complacent. And the thing about it is, most of the people ain't going to go in their churches, but baby, they everywhere else. Lord have mercy. You see masses in the grocery store. You see masses in the department store. You see masses everywhere. I don't know why we don't want to walk into churches with a mask. But I tell you this, amen, to each his own. But I tell you, God said, if we ask for his help, if we thirsty, he's going to do it for us. Church, believe me, God got his hands on us. Believe me that God loves us. Believe me, he's doing a great work in the midst of a, amen, a crucial time in our world. I want to tell the church, as Isaiah 40 say, amen, praise God. He said that the young man shall faint and be weary, and the youth of shall be faint and weary, and the young man shall utterly long. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's what God wants us to do, amen, to trust him. Don't faint now. This is not the hour to faint. Keep praying. Keep seeking God, knowing that, amen, if you're in a dry place, God's going to water you. Hallelujah. If you're thirsty, God said, listen, I hear you. Just cry out to me. I won't forsake you. I won't leave you. That's what God said. I'm not leaving my church in this particular minute. I want my church to come to me. I want my church to keep praying. I want them to understand that I'm the God. If they wait on me, I will renew their strength. Even in difficult times, I'm going to cause them to endure. Even when we in this place, we should be spiritually mounting up. Amen. And not getting tired of serving God, not getting tired of living for God. Because why? He's our strength. He's our help. Amen. Hallelujah. We cannot, amen, run away from our place of, amen, praise God, going through. Tribulation going to come. Amen. Persecution going to come. The Bible says all that we live, God is shall suffer persecution. Some more things are coming that we are not used to as Americans, as the Western world. Listen here, we've been so, amen, praise God, acting like God is a sugar daddy till we done, amen, praise God, got so much sweet through our teeth, Ron, amen, praise God, that we can't hardly see straight. Because, amen, we so, amen, hooked up on our own stuff. But there's a God that's saying, return to me with your whole heart, and I will in no wise cast you out. Amen. Come unto me, all you that are laid, that are heavy laid, I'll give you rest. I want you to understand, pursuing God and staying in covenant relationship is what we got to do. It's not a maybe, not a perhaps. We must stay in covenant relationship. We must hold on to the word of God. We must continue in prayer. Don't lose your strength, saints. Keep praying. My God, woman of God, keep doing what God is telling you to do when it comes to, amen, his people and bringing us together from time to time. However, it is important. It may not look like it's now. It may not seem like nothing is happening. You, man, is God, amen, masterpiece. I got to tell you, he made the birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees. But let me tell you something, we are his most valuable. The Bible said we are more valuable than many sparrows. We are God's prize. We are, amen, God's, amen, masterpiece. We are the jewel of God. So listen here, don't you get away from him. Don't you make excuses. Don't you walk away from him. Because he said, I'm going to help you. I'm the Lord. I'm the last, I'm he. I'm the one that's going to help you. If you're poor and needy, and you're seeking water and you don't find none, just come to me. I hear you. I bring the water. And I appreciate God for everyone, amen, that understands that's our source. Let's keep praying. Let's keep seeking God. Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. Amen. He got strength in you. The church needs strength. Leaders need strength. Leaders need, amen, the prayer warriors and the intercessors and those that are on the wall. Keep praying for the leadership, praying for the church. No, people don't, that's work. Real true prayer is labor. And sometimes people don't like labor. Ask women who go in labor. I don't know, no woman say they like labor. I'll be honest, I don't know either. Maybe a few say, oh, I just had a light, they have babies, and they have pain, and maybe they like that. I would say, hurry up, because I'm hurting. But you know why? in this life, when these afflictions and hurt come, it's against that flesh. And the flesh got to come under suggestion. It got to come under the power of the Holy Ghost. We have to bring ourselves to him. We got to present ourselves in prayer. When the flesh don't want to pray, you got to tell it to pray. When it don't want to read, you got to tell it to read. When it don't want to study, you got to say, nah, sit down. Because the Holy Ghost talking. Amen. I bless the Lord. Amen. My heart is full. My soul is stirred in this hour because of the time we're living in. And we're seeing, amen, a rise of, amen, hatred, a rise of murdering. That's a demon from hell. Amen. That's a sign of chaos. And the church position is we ain't got to do no, amen, political power. We got to, amen, get in the power of God's word and the power of the Holy Ghost and intercede and ask God to intervene. This is our position as believers. Lord, have mercy. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the true people of God that understand we cannot afford not to pray. We cannot afford not to ask for help. We need his help. Amen. In the world that we live in, we need the hands of God. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I forgive the sin, I heal the lame. I believe the Lord is ready to heal the lame. It's going to take the church. Church, are we responsible? We're responsible people, and responsible people do responsible things. They get in a place, amen, to seek the face of God. Hey, God, they get in a place to seek the face of God. They cry, God, help us. Deliver thy people. Save the lost. Heal the sick. Cast out devil. God, renew our strength. I need him to renew my strength. God bless you. Amen. I'm encouraging the things that pertain to godliness. I understand that we're in a time of perplexity. So many people, amen, don't know what to do. Some people are scared and fearful because, amen, lives are being taken, amen, praise God, by a dreadful, amen, praise God, a virus. And yet many people are not even seeing how serious it is for us as believers to seek the face of God and continue to ask God to strengthen us. And he said, I will. I'll strengthen you and I will help thee. I will hold thee up with my right hand. And that right hand is powerful. The right hand of God is his righteousness. The right hand of God is his holiness. The right hand of God, amen, praise God, is his, amen, commandment. What he did, he wrote it on the table of stone and said, Moses, put it down there to it. This is my right hand. These are my instructions. And I believe with all my heart what we begin to do, what God tells us, glory, begin to do what God tells us to do. Amen. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear, amen, what come on the face of the earth. We just got to glorify God. Amen. And he shall be glorified. If we don't do it, somebody going to glorify God. Amen. I bless the Lord. Glory to God for your listening ears. Amen. People of God, don't get discouraged. But believe me, if we seek the face of God, he's going to help us. If we stay focused on the thing that pertains to the kingdom of God, he's going to, amen, give us the power to stand. Amen. We, as a people, have, amen, experienced the persecution that the early church, amen, had to endure. But who knows where we're going to be before it's over. Because, amen, many of the afflictions, and not only that, the Bible says, they that will live godly shall suffer persecution. That's the thing that's coming. Are you in a prayerful place? Can you go to God in your company? That's what the early church did. When they had them threatened, they would go in the fourth chapter of Acts. They would go in prayer. Amen. The prayer was so powerful that it shook the place. Hallelujah. Shook the place so that God, amen, gave them more courage and strength to go out the next day and begin to preach. Let me tell you something. The gospel, preaching of the gospel, is not, amen, a job. You know, because some people just doing it for a paycheck, they're doing it for money, they're doing it for filter lucre, but this gospel is a message of deliverance that goes beyond, amen, your pocketbook. It goes beyond your circumstances. It gets right in the middle of your situation, and it brings deliverance. God bless you. Amen. I thank God. My heart is full, and bless God. I do know, you give a preacher time. They got a lot to say. If the Lord puts them in, God bless all of you. Amen. God, I tell you, if you will, pray for the body of Christ Jesus Church. Amen. As we pray, amen, for this, amen, prayer news network to continue to fulfill the will of God in these crucial times. God bless you all. Amen. I just wanted to share this because the Lord put it on my heart. Amen. I asked him, Lord, what could I share with the saints? Amen. He said, you let them know, amen, they got to stay in covenant relationship. Let them know, amen, if they come before me, I'm going to strengthen them. I'm going to hold them up. I'm going to help them. I'm going to help them. If they're poor, if they're dry, if they're thirsty, I'm going to send the water. I'm going to send the blessing. I'm going to send deliverance. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. Amen. My sister, we thank God for letting us have these words to encourage the people of God.
Amen. Truly praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God that we have heard. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Amen. Pastor Wilhelmina. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. We know the word of God is life. Amen. And it's strength. Amen. It's just good. Amen. When we could just, amen, feast off the word of God. Amen. Tonight, amen, after hearing the word of God. Amen. Maybe you need to strengthen your relationship with God. Amen. Maybe you need to begin to get a relationship, amen, with God. Come into covenant with God. Come into relationship. Get to know God for who he really is. Amen. Tonight, amen, we want to offer prayer, the prayer of salvation. Amen. For those that may be on the line, amen. You may not be saved tonight, but tonight, amen, is your night. Amen. For salvation. He said, the day that you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. So tonight we're going to offer Christ. Amen to you tonight. Amen. That the Lord may be your personal Savior. Amen. If you desire to be saved tonight, you want to come over on the Lord's side. We're going to ask if you push star 6. Amen. To mute your phone and make it known at this time. Amen. We're offering prayer of salvation. To any that may be on the line that may not know the Lord to be saved tonight, amen, will you come? Amen, will you come and accept the Lord as your personal Savior? Glory be to God. Amen, we praise God. If not, amen, tonight if we have any prayer requests, amen, if anyone on the line, you have any prayer requests, amen, whether for yourself, you need God to do something for you. You want God to strengthen you, to keep you, help you to hold out. Amen. If you have, amen, a prayer request for someone else that you may know that is standing in need of prayer at this time, you can push *6 and come on over to the platform and make it known. Amen. So that we can touch and agree with you in prayer tonight. Because we know that prayer changes everything. Glory be to God. Anyone for prayer tonight? Hallelujah. Now is your opportunity.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, man of God. This is Gwen. I'm just calling to request prayer for myself. And for all the families of anyone that has been affected by COVID, for just strength through everything. For the PNN network, because it's great to have y'all on here. For all the advisors, thank y'all for sticking in there and staying with this, because it's needed. For the ladies at the Work Release Center, and thank you. I appreciate it.
Amen. God bless you, Gwen. Amen. We will be praying, amen, for you and these prayer requests that you have, amen, submitted to us this. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else tonight, amen, that have a prayer request? Amen. Anyone else? What do you want the Lord to do? Amen. What do you want the Lord to do for you tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. We praise God, amen, for the prayer request. Amen. Do we have someone else on the platform?
Hello.
Yes, God bless you.
Hello, Brother Emmanuel. This is Sister Robin. I am calling to request prayer for my uncle.
He had surgery. They put in a defibrillator, and he has a still having some complication with one of the valves leaking. And I'm just calling to put him on the prayer list and request prayer for him that the Lord would do a supernatural healing in his body, and that, you know, things would turn around on his behalf. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, Sister Robert. Amen. We'll be praying, amen, for recovery, amen, restoration of health and healing. Amen, for your uncle. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else tonight? We know that God is able to do all things. Anyone else tonight? Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Man of God, this is Gwen again. I'm going to be released from this work release center in like 28 days, and I need Brad to keep me in the lane that I'm in, to not go astray, to just stay focused and to steadily increase in the Lord and not go backwards, not go backwards in anything. Please. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We will be praying, amen, that the Lord will keep you, even though we know that God is the keeper. Amen. But we're praying that the Lord will strengthen you, amen, to help you to maintain and stay on that path of holiness. Amen. We know God can do it tonight. Amen. He's able and he's willing, amen, to do all things for us. Glory be to God. Anyone else before we go to God in prayer? Amen. If not,
God, God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless the speaker tonight. Just want to remember Bishop Wellington in prayer, as well as Bishop Marshall. Want to definitely lift them before in prayer as well.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We'll be praying, amen, for it. Amen. These bishops and their families, Bishop Wellington and Bishop and Mother Marshall. Amen. We'll lift them up in prayer. Amen. God can do all things but fail.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Sister Jane, and I'm asking that you just pray for the whole, the body as a whole. We all need prayer. So just pray for us. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We will pray, amen, for this whole world, this nation as a whole. Glory be to God. Anyone else for prayer before we go to God in prayer? Amen. If not, amen. Let us pray. Amen. Let us put our minds on Jesus. Amen. You have this covenant relationship with the Lord. You can ask anything in his name. He said, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. Tonight we want God to be glorified in the Son tonight. Amen. We want to be glory. We want God to be glorified even as we pray. We want God to be lifted up and exalted. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, we come to you this night. Oh God, beseeching your mercy. Father God, we lift you up. We thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for the word that we have heard this night. Father God, we thank you for the relationship, the covenant relationship that we have with you. Father God, we thank you, oh God, even knowing that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. We know that we have the petition that we desire of you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you would touch us tonight. Oh God, rebuke, oh God, everything that's not like you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you tonight, God. We can't make it by ourselves. Oh, God, we are depending on you, Lord. Father God, we believe you for your touch. We believe you for strength tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray that you would touch us tonight. Father God, one touch from you will make everything all right. Oh, God, touch our body tonight. Oh, God, move, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, you've seen afflictions of the righteous. Lord, you have heard our cry. Oh, God, you come down to deliver us, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you to move in our behalf. We need you to move for us tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, one touch from you, huh? Will make our calling in worthwhile, huh? One touch from you tonight, Lord, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, touch our minds tonight, huh? Oh, God, touch our soul and touch our spirit, huh? Oh, God, though the outward man perish, huh? Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, renew us day by day tonight. Oh, God, give us strength tonight, Lord. Help us to do thy will, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need your hands tonight. We need your hands of mercy. We need your hands of healing tonight. Your hands of deliverance and protection. Oh, God, cover your people tonight. Oh, God, put a hedge all around about us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless our going out, our coming in. Oh, God, lead us and guide us. Order our steps in your word tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you this night. Oh, God, we have need of you. Father God, we pray you look on the prayer list tonight. Oh, God, every petition that has come forth tonight, God, that has been put in the atmosphere, we lift them up right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, one by one and name by name. Oh, God, you know every heart tonight. You know every need tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, fix what needs to be fixed, heal what needs to be healed, mend every broken heart tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch every sick body tonight, raise up tonight, God, restore health tonight, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we know you can, we come to the one, that can do all things but fail, we come to you tonight, Lord, you are hope of glory, you are soon coming deliverer, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, in these we put our trust, never let it be put to confusion, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray this night, we pray for Sister Gwen, we pray that you will order her steps in your word, Oh, God, we pray you will keep up in perfect peace, He who mine, is stayed on thee, Oh, God, keep her tonight, even in the hour of temptation, Oh, God, even, oh, God, as she come, down to the close of a number of days, Oh, God, I want you to teach her, to number her days, so she may apply her heart to wisdom, that she may be able to stand, against the wiles of the devil, Oh, God, take her through, don't let her be overthrown, Oh, God, with the cares of this life, help her not to lose focus, but keep her tonight, Lord, with a mind to seek after you, with a mind to continue to seek your face, strengthen that relationship tonight, in the name of Jesus, we know you able, Lord, oh, God, move tonight. Move, Lord, move on the families, that have been affected with COVID-19, everyone, God, those that are suffering tonight, with the coronavirus, and those, that have been affected, whether through death, or whether through illness, we pray, that you will breathe on them, the breath of life, command life tonight, in the name of Jesus, command that they shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. We know you able, Lord. We pray you do it tonight. Look on the Prayer News Network. God, look on this network tonight. Look on every advisor, every laborer, every minister, that have come to this line, and yet to come. We pray right now, you enlarge our territory, enlarge our borders. Lord, you send the increase, one water is hot, another plant is hot, but God, it's you that give the increase, have your way, Lord, have your way, in our lives, use us, for your will and glory, you get the glory, out of our lives tonight, we're no longer our own, we've been brought with a price, you paid the price, way back on Calvary, with your precious blood, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you tonight. Look on every to all the women, God, huh? Even in the women's center, huh? Lord, remember them tonight, huh? In a special way, huh? God, complete the work, huh? That you have started in their lives, huh? Deliver tonight, huh? Save and set free, huh? Fill with the Holy Ghost, huh? Give them that keeping power, huh? For we know they cannot keep themselves, huh? Yeah, glory, huh? Give them that keeping power, huh? Which is in the person of the Holy Ghost, huh? Oh, God, you said the Holy Ghost, huh? It will lead in God, huh? And bring all things to your remembrance, huh? Whatsoever you have commanded this day, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, give them that keeping power, huh? Oh, God, forgive sin. Huh? Let iniquity be blotted out, huh? Let transgressions be forgiven, huh? Wash in your blood, huh? Sanctify holy, huh? Create in them a clean heart, huh? Renew the right spirit within them, huh? Give them new hope tonight, huh? Give them new direction, huh? Give them new focus, huh? A new purpose in life, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We know you can, huh? We know you will, huh? We believe you for it, huh? Fight every battle tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Father God, look on Sister Robin, huh? As she's standing in the gap, huh? Even for her uncle, huh? We pray for her uncle right now, huh? You know all about him. You know who he is, huh? You know his name, huh? You know his beginning, huh? And you know his end, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? There's nothing new under the sun, huh? Oh, God, that you don't know about, huh? You made this body, huh? Heal his body tonight, huh? Oh, God, we pray for total recovery, huh? We pray that, oh, God, huh? That you cause his body, huh? To line up with the word of God, huh? Bring his body into subjection, huh? Oh, God, to the word of God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Breathe on him tonight, Lord, huh? Breathe on him the breath of life, huh? You can speak to his body, Lord, huh? You command it to work, oh, God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Every valve, every artery, huh? In his body tonight, huh? Oh, God, let it be, huh? Let it be healed tonight, huh? Let it line up and work, huh? As it's supposed to, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Deliver him, Lord God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You know his walk with you, Lord, huh? You know his relationship with you, huh? Lord God, we pray right now, huh? That he knows you, huh? And, oh, God, he has been forgiven, huh? For every sin, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You are the judge, huh? You made him, huh? You know all about him, Lord, huh? We pray right now, huh? That you would touch his body right now, huh? Even while we're praying, Lord, huh? Let your virtue go out, huh? Release your virtue tonight, huh? Release your healing power, huh? Send your healing angels, huh? To go down and minister to him, huh? Right now, Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We believe you, huh? For the saving of the soul, huh? For the healing of the body, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You said the leaves, huh? Will be good for the healing of the nation, huh? Oh, God, we believe your word, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, continue, huh? Oh, God, continue, huh? Oh, God, to look on your people, Lord, huh? Look on Bishop Wellington, huh? Look on him right now, Lord, huh? Go to the hospital, huh? Oh, God, make a visitation unto him, huh? You are already there, huh? But, Lord, send your angels down, huh? Send your angels tonight, huh? Oh, God, to touch his body, huh? Breathe in his nostrils, huh? Breathe in his lungs, huh? Let his lungs clear up, huh? Move the pneumonia tonight. Move it out of his lungs, God. Oh, Jesus, you know your servant's heart tonight. Oh, God, his life is in your hand. You can do it tonight, Lord. Remember your servant tonight in a special way. Remember how he stood on your word. Remember how he preached your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remember him tonight. Look on Bishop Marshall. Look on Mother Marshall tonight. Touch them, oh God. Look on your woman serving. Look on your man serving tonight. Touch everybody, Lord. Heal them and raise them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You got more work for them to do. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you able, Lord. You can speak the word, and it shall be done. You can command the blessing, and it shall overtake us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, look on your service tonight in a special way. Remember them tonight, Lord. Remember how they served you. Remember how they lived for you. How they loved and pleased you. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, look on this nation as a whole. Look on this society. Look on this world that we live in. We're living in the last days. You said perilous times shall come. We're living in those perilous times. Oh God, you said men shall be lovers of their own self. Oh God, you said they should be proud, boasters, unthankful, unholy. These are the times that we're living in, huh? Father God, you said father shall be against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother. Huh? You said men shall kill us thinking they did your will. Huh? We're living in these times now, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Where the world is turning reprobate. Huh? Father God, you said you would give them over to a reprobate mind. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Have mercy, God. Huh? Have mercy on the reprobate minds tonight. Huh? Oh, God, we pray for mercy tonight on this world, this nation. Save, God. Save across the land in all four corners of the earth, the north, the south, the east, and the west. Save, Lord. Save the unsaved. Have mercy on them, God. The young and the old. The rich and the poor. The black and the white. Oh, God, it doesn't matter what their nationality is. Save them, Lord. Reach them tonight in the name of Jesus. Before it's too late, have mercy tonight, Lord. Save your people from their sins. Look on your chosen people. Those, oh God, that have committed their lives unto you in the mighty name of Jesus, those that have decided to follow you, we pray right now that you will continue to strengthen their hearts. God, evermore bring them into that covenant relationship with you. Oh God, that we may get to know you. Hallelujah, we want to get to know you. We want to get to know you in a better way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray you will save on the line tonight. Those that don't know you in the pardon of this sin. Those that are sitting under our voice but refuse to yield themselves to you. We pray that you will have mercy on them before it's too late. Oh, God, don't catch them with their work undone. Don't catch them, Father God, unready and not prepared for the coming of the Lord. But prepare them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you got the power. Father God, we love you and we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for your messenger. Thank you for your woman servant that have come for this night, oh God, to proclaim your unadulterated gospel. Let us know what we must do to be saved. Let us know that we must come into covenant relationship with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to build a relationship with you. Strengthen our relationship in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let nothing separate us from the love of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got the power. God, continue to do these things for us. Continue to work in our favor. God, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. We'll sing. We'll shout the victory because we know that thou has already done it. We count it done right now. Oh, God, we count it done in faith. Oh, God, we pray for the manifestation to be revealed in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We count it down right now, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We count it down tonight, people of God. Amen. We have the petition that we desire of him. Amen. When we pray, this is the relationship that we have with our God. And if we ask anything according to his will, Amen. He heareth us. And we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Amen. So we believe, God, this night. Amen. And keep trusting God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Because God would do everything that he said he would do. And even as the Hebrew boy said, and if he don't do it, hallelujah, glory be to God. And if he don't do it, we still know that he's able. Amen. God is still able. Amen. But we know that everything is according to his will. Amen. According to his will. Amen. He heareth us. Amen. So hold your head up high. Look to the Lord. Amen. And walk on. Amen. Go on with the Lord. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God coming through Pastor. Amen. Wilhelmina. Amen. Williams, we thank God, amen, for the word tonight that we have heard. Amen. Let's continue to pray, amen, that God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We cannot stop the will of God, but we have to accept, amen, what God allows. Amen. But we can pray, amen, because when we pray, prayer is able to change every situation. Amen. So let's keep praying. Let's keep trusting and believing God. Amen. And at this time, people of God, and if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text us, amen, at area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text us at area code 912-257-3918. Amen to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries. Amen. You too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast by using WhatsApp. Amen. By using WhatsApp and text us at 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, Block, amen, international listeners, Block Talk Radio listeners, amen. You too can receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. By amen texting us, amen, on WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Amen. We'll be certain to give you a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast as requested. Amen. And as always, when you get the broadcast, please, amen, share it with other people. Amen, that they too may be blessed through the word of God spoken through his praised servant. Amen. So we praise God tonight for this night. We thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. Let's continue to pray for the Prayer News Network Global. Let's pray for our, amen, visionary founder of the Prayer News Network, Vance Bradley. Amen. Let's pray one for another. Amen, that we may be healed. Amen, of every infirmity. Amen, that we may be going through spiritually and naturally. Amen. We all are going through something. Amen. So we have so much to pray about and to pray for. So don't forget, amen, to pray, amen, one for another. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for this night. Amen. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. For coming to the line. Amen. To all of our first-time listeners, those that you have tuned in, whether by telephone, whether through, amen, Blog Talk Radio, amen, Facebook, amen. Amen to I, amen. Amen to I, amen. Any way that you have tuned in, podcast, amen. We welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We want you to know that you're welcome anytime, amen, to tune in. We're here every night at 9 p.m. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. And most of all, we're spreading and sharing the love of Jesus all over the world, knowing that Jesus loves you, amen, and he really cares for you, amen. So, people of God, we thank God for you, amen. We pray your strength in the Lord. We pray that you come into personal relationship with the Lord, amen. Those of you that may not know the Lord as your Savior, it's time to get to know the Lord, amen. We've been fooling around long enough. We've been dragging our feet long enough. It's time for you to make a decision. choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. If it seem evil for you to serve the Lord, then choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You got to make a choice tonight. Amen. Choose life or choose death. That's the bottom line. Choose life or choose death. It's your choice tonight. Amen. And we leave you in the hands of the Lord tonight. Amen. We pray that you will make the right decision. Amen. So people, glory to be to God. Amen. So people, God, amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We pray that, amen, God watch over you as you depart from this line, but never from his presence. God be with us, even as we, amen, attempt to lie down tonight and then to slumber and to sleep. Behold, you neither slumber nor sleep. God, keep us, for we know we cannot keep ourselves. Even as we close our eyes and lay down tonight, God, oh, God, put a hedge around about us, stay the hand of death. God, grant mercy, grant peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, till we shall meet again tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Be with us. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, people. God, this amen concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. The Lord say the same. Amen. Hope to see you then. Amen. Blessings. Amen. In Jesus' name. Good night.
Deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this tree.
Oh,
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.